By the end of the year, the U.S. will have spent an estimated $100 billion on private contractors since the invasion of Iraq. Those numbers come from a new study by the Congressional Budget Office. NPR's Tom Bowman reports on the first comprehensive analysis of the use of contractors in Iraq.
There are nearly 200,000 contractors supporting the Iraq war. They haul fuel, work in dining facilities, construct military camps. And 30,000 of those contractors are providing security, a job that used to be done by soldiers.
The vast majority, perhaps something like three-quarters of those, carry firearms.
Peter Orszag is director of the CBO, a nonpartisan federal office that monitors government spending. He says one concern is the supervision over these armed contractors.
For example, it's often the case that the military commander does not have as direct authority over the contractor as over an equivalent soldier or Marine.
The report says these contractors could potentially be subject to U.S. laws, though there have been few tests in the courts of how those laws apply to security contractors. Overall, the study says, the rate of contractors in Iraq to U.S. soldiers far exceeds that of past wars. In World War II, there was one contractor for every seven soldiers. In Vietnam, one contractor for every five. And in Iraq, one contractor for each American serviceman. That means a lot of money. Again, Peter Orszag.
In other words, roughly one in every $5 that the federal government has spent on the war in Iraq has gone to private contractors.
So why are there so many contractors, especially compared to other American conflicts overseas? The CBO says the main reason is the American military has been cut back drastically since the end of the Cold War. The jobs they used to do are now being done by contractors. At the end of the 1991 Persian Gulf War, there were 18 Army divisions. Today, there are 10. The report was requested by the Senate Budget Committee because there's a widespread concern on Capitol Hill about the amount of money being spent, and sometimes misspent, on private contractors. But the CBO report came up with this surprising analysis. It costs about the same for a contractor as it does for an American soldier, whether that job is providing armed security or driving a fuel truck across Iraq. The report does not address how to reduce the reliance on private contractors, but Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice may have the answer. Last month, she unveiled a plan to create a civilian response corps, experts in everything from agriculture to engineering.
These are people in the government who, within 24, 48 hours, can go to Haiti or hopefully Sudan one day to help with rebuilding.
The administration is asking for nearly $250 million in next year's budget to get that plan underway. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.